Farmers in Iraq say they're facing a problem that some say is harming them more than the fighting there. They're struggling with the worst drought the country has faced in years. Some say it's the worst they've seen in their lifetime, and not just because of the lack of rain. Iraqi officials blame waste and regional politics, as well as the continuing war in Iraq's breadbaskets. Like in Diyala, just northeast of Baghdad, where a joint U.S.-Iraqi operation is underway to oust al-Qaeda in Iraq from safe havens. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson recently traveled to that province and other drought-afflicted areas in Iraq and has this report.
Flying over Diyala farmland in this U.S. Army helicopter, it's clear why farmers here are in a panic. Instead of crops, it's shriveled, dusty fields that stretch as far as the eye can see. Majid Al-Khalid is Diyala's top agriculture official. Standing on the tarmac back at the American base outside the provincial capital, the Iraqi official says he's never seen it this bad. He says the drought has damaged more than 120,000 acres of farmland and killed any summer vegetable crop. A third of the fruit orchards are also in bad shape. A two-hour drive south of Baghdad outside the city of Diwaniya, the farm belt is also more brown than green. Irrigation ditches that run through the fields here are dry and cracked. Azawi Selman Abdullah crumbles fistfuls of soil from his water-starved farm to demonstrate what the drought has done to his land. The 47-year-old farmer says this field should be lush with cucumbers he planted in the spring. He adds that instead, everything on his 150 acres is dying, even the weeds. Fellow farmer Hamad Mehdi Hamad says his 50 acres have fared no better.
This drought is worse than the violence. How can we survive without water?
The lament is a common one across Iraq these days. Iraq's water minister says some people in the north, who rely solely on rain to irrigate their farms, have had to abandon their villages because there's no water. U.S. Major General Mark Hertling, commander of U.S. forces in northern Iraq, is sympathetic.
It really is heart-wrenching to see the Iraqi people be driven to go through so much. They've had multiple wars, they've had this insurgency and the terrorist action, and now they've got to contend with the drought.
Hertling says his troops, the State Department, and American farm experts are trying to help. He says that Iraqi and U.S. security forces are working on ousting al-Qaeda in Iraq and other insurgents who've contributed to farmers' woes by diverting their canals and burning their fields. But he adds the Iraqi farmers need to help themselves, too, by using less water.
Now, they're used to the canal system of just pulling water off the Tigris River or the Euphrates River or out of the Hammering Lake, and they don't have that option this year. So our agriculture reps from USAID and the State Department are trying to get them some new technologies. We're doing the same thing. We're working with Texas A&M University to get some experts in the field of how to grow crops with saving water.
The water minister, Abdul Latif Rashid, agrees that water conservation is a must.
I'm afraid in Iraq we don't have that culture yet. I don't hide it. There is a lot of waste. But we have started taking actions.
For one, this year Rashid says they've rationed water to farmers and asked them in turn to plant only 70% of their land. He says his government can't do much about the lack of adequate rain and snow, which has depleted reservoirs and groundwater. Nor, he adds, can officials quickly revamp 53,000 miles of canals damaged by decades of neglect and war. What he has been doing, however, is to try and improve relations with Iraq's neighbors. He says he wants to ensure they don't cut off rivers and tributaries.
Now we have some serious consultations with Turkey and Syria. With Iran, I'm afraid our contacts and our cooperation has not reached the necessary level for taking serious decisions.
But Major General Hertling dismisses widespread Iraqi fears that Iran and other neighbors are holding back water. He calls it urban legend. He says those countries are plagued by the drought, just as Iraq is. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Baghdad.